Yo.
What's happening?
What is happening, beautiful people? You are chilling with Malcolm Zilli. I'm your host for today. You are chilling with the worst guys. I got my homie Ria Beso Cicely with me as usual.
Yeah.
What's happening, boy? What's happening? How you feeling, dog?
First and foremost, fuck Matthew Theo what?
Theonis.
We don't have time for racism.
Dog, but
ain't
these
no
niggas,
place for such shit.
These niggas keep popping up. Hey. The devil is alive. I feel him breathing.
Hey, this thing just went from 0 to 100.
Real quick.
You know,
real quick.
Racism is like a cockroach. You try and squash it, but it's still gonna come
up. A million more will come up. So yeah, we've got a little treat for you guys today. You won't even believe who is in the studio with us. We got local up and coming band, Simple Story.
Hey, we in the building. I like that.
So they're in the building today, and we're just gonna holler at them, talk to them, because I'm sure you guys know by now. We're hitting up Carnival City on Friday, baby.
That's Carnival City
on the 6th of May. Just in case you haven't heard, I mean, it's all that's been on our lips. But just to break it down for you, we're going to be at Carnival City on the 6th of May. That's a Friday. There'll be buses from Monte Cassino.
Say what?
All the way to Carnival City.
Ooh.
And back, baby.
Good.
We got it all going on for you.
Pretty good.
So we are the worst guys. We'll be on the stage. Simple Stories will be with us, kind of creating that Jimmy Fallon, The Roots kind of vibe. Yeah. And yeah, man, these guys are mad dope. So we're going to get to know them a little bit in studio today. We're talking all things music, man. I mean, why not, right? Music is what brings us all together.
2016 is the music year, man.
Dude, it's been a crazy year for music.
First and foremost, Simple Stories, introduce yourself.
Yeah. Let's start with you from there, Sticks. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Not too much. Just let the people know who you are.
Okay, shut. Hendrik Jacobus Stein.
I like
calling myself Sticks.
Where does the name come from, Sticks?
Sticks. Because I'm really fucking skinny.
How it started.
And my band members called me Shtogo, so yeah.
Okay,
Shtogo Salehu.
Come on, cool. Yourself, CJ, what's up,
hey,
dog?
I'm the man. Let's start with that. I'm the man.
Are you the guy? Are you
Mr.
the guy?
Mr. Personality.
Can you just
dog.
Cut his microphone?
Master, the beast.
Nah, I want to hear what he
has
to say, dog.
All these other things that you can use to describe me.
Yeah. Are you the mastermind? Are you the brains behind
the musical director?
All right. Your people are getting touched here, dog.
Yeah, but I'm CJ. I'm the keyboardist in the band.
Yeah.
Co-founder. Damn. I needed to put that one out there.
Yeah, obvious, dog.
Co-founder.
Flex away.
Man, we just here to have a good time.
Yeah,
so
man.
Proud of my boys, actually. The worst guys. I went to high school with these guys. Hey.
We actually do have a bit of a history, but we'll get into that.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely.
Get into that. I just want to swing over to you. Sam, what's up, dog?
What up, homie? My name is Samuel Akach. Facebook is called Drizzy.
you're the chocolate nigga of the band.
Yeah, I'm the chocolate nigga of the band, you know.
I've heard you sing before, but when I look at you, you should be like the bassist, you know, from the boys.
Yeah, exactly. Like people when they look at me, they think, this guy plays sports. Or
Sam,
nah,
just give them a run. Like some.
Yeah, just little.
Just give
anything,
them a run.
Anything.
Falsetto, come on.
Yeah, I know some of you are dripping right now.
Man.
You're the lead singer of the band.
No,
that's dope, man. Dope. Shonda. Good to have you here. Now, lady, what's your story, brother?
Hey, what's up? You know,
what's
I just want to start off by saying, if you go to CJ's Twitter account, it's just full of lies. Just lies,
What lies is he spewing on the Twitter streets,
I mean,
dog?
Ever since we got into Joburg, he's been lying.
No, wait,
you know what happens?
Can I please interrupt this
guy? Yes, tell me what's going on.
See, just a few minutes ago, we bump into the North Guard, you know?
Guard. There's that delays.
We bump into him, and Naledi goes absolutely crazy.
Lying.
So I'm just letting my people know.
Wait, like a groupie crazy?
That's the one. I don't want to use the word. That's a strong word, but yeah.
This guy said he would lick him. That's what he said.
What?
That's what CJ said.
Like, lick him for what purpose? Like,
can we
sexually?
Move on to just the next guy?
Okay.
Imagine. Yeah. But yeah, man,
what
this
do you
is
do?
Me.
What do you do for the band, Naledi?
I'm Naledi, and truth be told, I am the music director.
Here we go. I think we have to squash this. We have to settle this. How do we settle it, guys? Do you guys have a battle or something like that? I mean,
not
they,
even.
They can it's just,
you know, it just happens.
It like, just happens. Like,
this
you,
is this
you
is
say,
me.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm the awkward one too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
We'll find out though. We'll find out, because we are going to play some music later. We're going to be spitting some bars, having some fun with the guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we just actually have a good time, man. Hey, it's a beautiful sunny day. Definitely, you guys came through to Joburg. It's Carnival fucking city on Friday. I mean, like, we're living good. We're living good.
Yeah.
So
bread buttered on both sides.
All right. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about the music that has been dropping this year, guys.
It's been crazy.
Holy shit. Okay. Let's say, okay, I saw a meme or a post or whatever, and it had four albums on it. It was Views,
Auntie.
Klopp, Auntie, and Lemonade. Klopp is the Life of Pablo.
Life of Pablo in South Africa.
Exactly. So let me start with you, Styx. Do you listen to hip hop? Are you into hip hop? I know, like, you're the only white guy, but I mean, you've been vibing with these guys for a while, so I'm sure you've caught some of the waves. Like, are you part of the hip hop movement? Because I just realized now that all the albums we just mentioned are, you know, in the hip hop
genre.
Actually,
enjoy the South African hip hop music scene.
Oh, really?
Because they introduced me to that.
Who's your guy? Who's your guy in the South African hip hop scene?
Probably AKA.
Yeah. I'd say it's definitely the dopest.
MT.
Yeah. Avery. That's a dope album as well.
Listen, let me tell you about Styx. Styx loves this one hip hop artist. His name is Bryson Tiller. But I want Styx to specify. I want Styx to specify why he loves Bryson
Tiller.
Okay, so Bryson Tiller, like, I call that album like the sex album. Like, that's the ultimate.
Really? I don't think so.
I really don't need to say anything.
Yeah, the album does the work for you.
Yeah, really.
You know, there's something.
Are you talking about Trap Soul?
Yeah, man.
How in the world do you? You know, fornicate a woman to Rambo.
Ah, dog, that's when you're going Rambo.
Like, oh, Rambo.
No.
There's different sections and intervals during sex.
No.
And now that we're on this topic, actually, I'm glad that you brought it up. You say Trap Soul is your album for the lovemaking. Dog, let me give you my top five lovemaking albums.
Let me tell you.
Top five. Okay, number one, first and foremost, Frank Ocean. Any Frank Ocean, Nostalgia Ultra, or Channel Orange. That's for the special one. That's for the special one. Number two, House of Balloons, The Weeknd. That album is perfection. It's perfection. It goes through all the emotions. I said, this is a girl that you really like, but you don't really know where you guys are. Are you together? Are you still playing around? You know, that's House of Balloons. Number three, Miguel Kaleidoscope Dream. Doc, I think Miguel is the baddest man around. He looks sweet and innocent and shit, but that nigga is a bad man.
That's a bad man.
That one, do you like drugs and shit like that, dog? Then four, what is this album? The latest Miguel, Wild Heart. I don't know if you guys have listened to it. Nah. It's an alternative album, very alternative album, but once it grows on you, it's perfection. And then there was one more. Oh, John Mayer. Any John Mayer for any white girl that you meet,
really,
you know?
But I mean, how are you not going to mention someone who pees on girls, man?
Oh,
come on.
Is that your guy, Naledi? Maybe you are the awkward guy.
I'm scared of him. Like, that's how deep his music is. Like, he'll make the girl climax before you even get on that.
No. And he starts a song off like this. Shut up.
He's done. When he says he's done.
Yeah. No, but people have been dropping bars during music, dog. Yeah, and I don't like. I understand that it's dope. Coitus is very important during sexual. I mean, music is very important during coitus, dog. It's very, very important.
It has
to be. You know, it's who you are. It explains who you are.
I've only got one man.
Who's your guy?
Mr. Brian McKnight.
Mr. Brian McKnight.
Let's take it back. Let's take it back. I'm that missionary type of guy.
I can fuck with that. All right, cool.
Yes,
cool.
See, he's busy puffing up the pillows and laying the sheet for anything.
There's
no spontaneity there.
You don't need that.
All you need is Brian. Yeah, you know, get it going for y'all. I feel you, dog. But yeah, music is important. Everywhere we go, there's music. It's happening all the time. The latest music that's come out, I've listened to Views. I haven't listened to the whole thing. But
let's talk about Lemonade.
You want to start? Yeah, okay, let's start with Lemonade.
Let's start off with King B, apparently. King.
Oh,
B.
Is she the king now?
Apparently.
Are females not queens? I don't understand.
That's what
here
I want to get at.
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going with
this. Okay, come, tell me about Lemonade, CJ. What's up?
Firstly, I'm a Beyonce hater. There it is. I said it.
Why?
No, she's good. Let me not.
No. It's not about her talent. I'm saying what is it about Beyonce that doesn't tickle your fancy? The feminist vibe. Movement vibe. Yeah.
Really, I'm not.
It's almost like fanaticism, and it's not real. Feminism is just equality. It's a basic understanding of men and women are equal. Done. Anything else beyond that, wafosta. Stop trying to be a pseudo revolutionary. Just sit the fuck down and shut up and do what you wanna do. Because equality is something that we all understand in civil society. People who don't do that understand that are ousted from civil society. So, I think that's also something that also touches me personally. Because I mean, what is it? What is it? How does she move a whole fucking gender like that? Like, she does have that power. And I don't know what it is about Beyonce or how she does it.
If Beyonce said it's cool taking a dump standing, all females would take dumps.
Yeah. I think they would.
My problem is, I read a meme the other day that said this whole feminist movement, equality, basically takes away the essence of a woman. Women were created to do everything that a man can't do. Now women want to do everything that a man can do.
It's basically going against natural instinct and natural biology.
Yeah.
But I guess everybody wants to be the shit. I think that's it at the end of the day. I think maybe we as guys are a bit privileged because we have patriarchy exists and we've been on the winning side for a very long time.
Far too long.
Maybe we feel like, okay, they actually want to just catch up or want to be like us. But I think natural order always takes its place.
Definitely.
And that's why things happen the way they do. Yeah. It's out of our control by and large.
It being taken advantage of, and that's why such movements are started.
What's being taken advantage of?
Like the way natural society has it, like the man should be at the top, the woman at the following him.
Mm. But it's the way it's worked out in nature, because if you think about it, human beings have now broken outside of the food chain. We're outside of the food chain, so we think in nature we're the best. And people aren't just going to start living in nature and wild and starting to go hunting now because we want equality for all. If you want to talk about equality, that's how far we have to take it. We just came into a position where, okay, this is how the order of things are. Okay, I'm going to do my best to be a good person in this vessel that I've been brought in. It has nothing to do with what is feminism, what is not. Equality is equality. We all know how to treat people with respect. Yeah, if you don't have that, it's over. So I do get that perspective about Beyonce. But do you believe the album? That's the big question that's out right now. Do you believe that what she's saying on there is true, or she's making it up? Because she only released it on Tidal. And then Tidal was the most downloaded app in the US the day after.
It's just all a marketing scheme.
Do you think it's true? You think it's a marketing scheme?
Yes, no. I mean, like, everybody knows the fact. Only released on Tidal. Tidal is owned by Jay-Z. Tidal went to number one
downloaded app. Yeah.
You know, they just circulated.
So Jay-Z must have known what was going on the entire
time.
There's no
way you don't know. Like, your wife is working on a project and she just...
For years, and she's not even telling you about it.
And she's going to release her music on your app.
she was probably like telling him about the lines and stuff. And she's like, yeah, listen to this one. This is a good one. Yeah, you're going to lose your wife. And he's like, that's dope. Put that down. Yeah, man. So I think it could be a scheme. It could be real. I mean, we never really know what's going on behind closed doors, do we?
I think Jay-Z might just hit us up with a surprise and be like, I really did.
That Becky with the good hair.
He's going to come out the closet as well.
Yeah. Because one of the things about the album is that she exposes him, obviously. And
apparently.
Hold on. Yeah.
This is the thing that pisses me off. Exposing Jay-Z. But the way... I'm dead sure Beyonce's also got some fucking dirt in
her. I'm sure Idris Elba's hollered at her at least once or twice.
I saw that.
He's the only man that can conquer B.
I saw the funniest thing circling the social media streets. The meme of Drake giving Jay-Z lemonade on the side.
Listen, and then Drake arrived and restored the natural order. He outsold
everyone.
Beyonce's album within a few hours.
But Drake is the god. Can we all agree on that? That Drake is the god. Like, he's the guy of the century, our generation.
Yeah.
So I was saying earlier, I have listened to Views, not the whole thing. I listened up to like track 6, I think. There are a few tracks that I like. I really like the texture of the album.
Yeah.
So far, I like the sound that he's coming out with. Obviously, it takes time to digest an album, and that's the thing I could talk to you guys about as well as musicians. I think, especially now, because we live in such a small globalized world and of the internet, people are quick to pass judgment on music.
Yes.
For me, when I listen to an album, it takes me ages. I think the minimum time, amount of times you can listen to an album before you can really have a significant commentary on it is about five. Like, if, from beginning to the end, you've listened to it. Because when you think about it, this is about 2 years, a year, 2 years of an artist's work.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of shit going on in that 2 years. You see 16 tracks, you just hear a beat, but there's so much going on. There's subliminal messaging that you only get after a few listens, even way after five
that's
listens.
That's what I experienced last night. I listened to Views for the first time last night.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like you said, it's something that grows on you. You actually get to hear the message after a few listens.
Exactly. Yeah.
And especially with Drake, like, I mean, you listen to the album once, it's weird at first.
Yeah.
Then when you listen to it after again, like a couple of times, like it happened with If You're Reading This Is Too Late. I thought it was a weird album when I first heard it. Then after a couple of times, it was one of the dopest
albums.
Dude,
we are bumping that shit so hard right now in our cars, actually. That's how much we love that album. And yeah, that's the thing. For me, weird sounding albums, that's when I start to be like, okay, maybe there's something good here.
Yeah.
If you look at the most recent music to come out, well, the recent music that I enjoy, people like The Weeknd. He dropped Beauty Behind the Madness, and the album starts with Real Life. It's very weird, like I don't know how to explain it with my mouth, but there's a very weird sound that comes out in the beginning. But I listen to it, I'm like, Real Life, okay, it's a dope track. And then you go through the album and you can see where the musician's head was at, and that's artistry, that relation that you have with the music. So people come out and be like, Views is dope, or Views is shit.
Can I tell you?
It's not his best work.
Yeah.
Dog.
Jay-Z actually had an interview where he broke it down perfectly. He was basically saying, these people that are jumping out the cracks automatically, like within 24 hours, not even 24, 12 hours, saying, yeah, Views is the one, Views is a classic. Like, it takes way more than 24 hours for you to be able to digest the album. Before you need to listen to the instrumentals, the message that he's saying.
Yeah.
The
it takes more than 24 hours for one song to actually get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about, you know, hey, I just met you and this is crazy. But that's Holy the thing. Race. That's the thing we can
and
touch
surprisingly
on.
Surprisingly enough, that takes like maybe 12 writers. And what?
Yeah, it's money music.
Yeah.
Money music exists. And that's the thing we can talk about together, because we have a history. Like we said, we went to school with CJ, myself, and Ria. We went to school called St. Andrews, and the rest of you guys met in Bloom, right? At the UOFs. You guys all studied there. So we do have a bit of a history in music. We were part of a little group called Thug Angels back in high school.
Mark was actually our lead singer.
We were rebellions, boy, because we were in the choir, but we're like, nah, we need some barbershop vibe. You know? I said, now who do you think
you're fooling?
I was just a boy.
And I mean, it was difficult to get, you know, on stage at school, because obviously the choir wanted to be on stage.
There's certain red tape that you have to go around.
It's like all the artists struggling to get their music onto the radio station.
Which is kind of where I feel I'm at right now in terms of my music career and the development of it. Because, I mean, we're all musicians and we're all hustling out here. We know this is a tough industry to be in.
Yeah.
And what keeps you guys going? As Simple Stories, what is your thing? What is your mantra or your message? You know, what do you guys preach in your music?
I think the one thing that keeps us going is the pure love for music.
Yeah.
The role that music plays in our life. That's literally what we're trying to give to people.
Yeah. Describe, Sam, I want you to just describe a day in Simple Stories life when you're out on the road or and you're about to perform. What is it like? What's the vibe like in the car when everybody's tired and grumpy and upset?
Like, you know? No lies, when we're on the road, there's a whole lot of roasting.
Of each other.
Yeah,
I can guarantee that's partly on CJ's fault. Yeah. I mean, he's a master roaster.
Roasting, there's a whole lot of food. Just a whole lot of singing, actually, like music everywhere.
So you guys are still jamming on the road when you're going to shows. Definitely. That's dope, man.
We try to listen to new people. I mean, all of us have different people that we listen to. So we try to listen to each other's music, try to get in, to know each other better like that through the music that we listen to. So it's pretty dope. I like that. Like, that's the day in Simple Stories life.
Cool, man. So let's just before we take a break, I want to find out from all of you. Styx, you've been rather quiet there. Are you having a bit of stage fright there? Are you cool?
I'm really chilled.
Are you very chilled? I can see that. You're the skinny boy swag, dog. We rock it together. One meal a day is all you need, guys.
That's not all you need. That's struggling.
true.
Are we not struggling artists?
Dog, that's all we are right now. But I wanted to find out just quickly before we take a break. Just all of you, your favorite musician, who you idolize, what's your inspiration essentially, or who more specifically sticks?
Okay, so this is gonna sound funny, but I feel like a bass. It's gonna sound actually quite shallow because my name is Yaku, so I only listen to musicians whose names start with J.
Really?
So Jack Johnson, John Mayer, Hectic. Jason Mraz, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And I love jazz. That's okay. My favorite genre.
So J is your
name. I'm a really chilled guy.
Yeah.
But I think John Mayer is like probably my...
I won't even lie to you. I love John Mayer so much. Dude, he's such a great storyteller. That's what I love most about
and
him.
And the most recent guy is probably James Bay.
Yeah,
and I haven't Jack heard of Garrett.
Him. He looks like James Bay.
So Sticks.
And yourself, CJ, who would you say is your guy?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I mean, Bruno Mars and definitely Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight. Yeah. Oh, so you're a serious Brian McKnight fan. It's not just about the love making.
Every time we watch YouTube videos, they know that they're going to get some
Brian McKnight. Cool. And yourself, Sam?
Myself, I'm a hip-hop guy, so I've always been a Drake fan. From the beginning, comeback season.
Oh, okay. From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah,
beginning.
But Drake has always been dope. Let's not lie. His mixtapes are even
hard. Mixtape Drake was dope. So yeah, I've always been a Drake fan. That's who I am.
Yeah. And yourself, Naledi?
I think Brenda Fassie is a good artist, man.
Brenda Fassie? Are you being for real? Are you being for real? No, I want to know. It's a surprising answer. I'm not joking you. I just want to know, are you being for real?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, like the people who have gone before, who have opened this road for us, I look up to them. But people who I really look up to in this day and age, people like Ed Sheeran that sell out a stadium.
Well, yeah.
Just
with
a guitar.
I'm surprised Ed Sheeran hasn't come up in this conversation yet. Ed Sheeran is dope.
Ed Sheeran is a magician, actually. Yeah.
He's what he can do on the guitar. I've seen a live thing of his on MTV. It was outrageous. I've never seen somebody show like, well, not never, but I mean, it's been a while since I've seen talent like that, pure talent.
And a new guy, Jack Garrett.
Jack Garrett.
Hey,
maybe I need to get into a road trip with you guys. Introduce me to some new dope music. I'm almost down for some new dope music.
Jack Garrett is inspiring, to say the least.
All right, it's cool. What's his style?
A little bit of John Mayer, a little bit of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he's just got it all going on.
He's just he's like a one-man band type of guy, but he's really good.
Cool.
Really good.
Riab, who's your guy?
I'm a J. Cole fan, bro.
J. Cole, through and through.
Hey.
Are you going to his show? Do you have tickets?
Ooh.
Nah, dog. I don't know.
How much of a fan are you? This guy's in South Africa. You gotta holler. Why don't you have tickets for you?
Hey, dog. The thing is, I know I'm still gonna meet him. So you guys. Yes, is when I'm making a track with fucking J. Cole, then you'll be like, hey, I'm gonna be like, yo, Mark, CJ, hey.
this guy. I know it'll still be dope to see him. I mean, like, J. Cole is one of my favorite rappers as well.
Hell of a performer as well.
I wouldn't say my favorite. I like Mac Miller just because, you know, he's out there, he's himself. He was the first musician to ever make me feel like it was okay to be me the way I am without trying to put out a certain image or persona.
Yeah.
So he was the first real musician that connected me in the way that I was like, okay, I actually really want to do this shit. Yeah. I just want to be me and for you to be okay with it because
Good AM?
Dude, ooh. I love Good AM, bro. This
such
is
a solid album, man.
The Weeknd, because Mac Miller and Miguel, two of my favorite musicians, The Weeknd is an amazing track.
Yeah.
I love that album through and through, man. But he's my favorite from him was Faces, definitely.
Really?
Faces is a mixtape of his, and it was through a time where he was going through some crazy drugs bouts.
True.
He even had a quote. He was sitting in a bath, right? Sitting in a bathtub, fully clothed, with a sporty and shades, and it's nighttime. and he's like, I'm not on drugs. Drugs are on me. That's a quote. That's a quote. You see, so like he's just, I don't know. I think drugs do make music better. The musicians who take who've taken drugs come out with the craziest music.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a certain element of creativity.
It's called doping in the music industry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The steroids of the music.
And when you're overboard with the doping, then you die.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. We're getting a bit carried away. I mean, we have such a dope time chatting with you guys. But we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be playing one of your singles, Simple Story, which is making great waves, I hear. But yeah, I hope you people who are listening are going to be feeling this track.
Cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.
It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine, and nothing's going to stop you. With two separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Oh, share with my three friends. It's a simple story I share with my three friends. It's a simple story I share with my three friends.
Woo! Woo! That was beautiful, man. That was some beautiful shit. That is a track by Simple Stories. They are in the studio with us today. It's called Simple Story. Quite an intense story, eh? Quite an intense story. Tell me a little bit about that, CJ. Apparently, it's about your life.
Well, a long story short, I made a pregnant girl. I didn't make her pregnant. Yeah, she was already pregnant. I met her. Fell in love.
Automatically, the world is really thinking right now, this guy doesn't know his story.
Yeah. It's not even about that. I mean, a story like that traumatizes your life. You don't want to remember a story.
Hey,
like
pay
that.
Back the child support.
All right. No, that's dope. That's dope. Because, I mean, it's really beautiful. I find myself singing it in the shower by myself sometimes. But yeah, man, where can we find any of your music? How do we get a hold of that shit?
I mean, you can go to SoundCloud, iTunes.
Yeah, what do we search for exactly? Give us all the deets, bro. We want to know. We want to make you guys blow up.
You can literally just type Simple Stories and then it's there. Like, you'll just find it. Facebook pages is crucial. Like, follow us on our Facebook page. That's where we're most active, but we're also active on Instagram, on Twitter. We post a lot of videos. Like, I think we're going to do a cover today.
We'll do a cover for the Carnival City show sure.
We'll do a cover, nice chilled cover, then you can hear how we roll live.
So Facebook is the number one place to find you. Simple Stories, spelled straight out like that.
Yeah. Right, you can find it anyway.
Nah, man, that's dope, man. This track, I hope it blows up. I want to hear it on a big national radio station one day, you know.
Soon.
And maybe we'll host the summers while you guys win Best Newcomer Award. Who knows?
Oh, wait, by the way, how did it go at the Golden Bean Awards?
Oh yeah, we won an award for Best African Act. So it was pretty solid. Like, we were stoked about that.
Yeah.
Best African Act. And we were nominated for two. Unfortunately, we didn't get the other one. But it's a stepping stone.
What was the other one that you were nominated for?
Best Newcomer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who won that?
Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
This probably sticks his boy then. All right, cool, man. No, it's good to know people can catch up with you there. And just in case you don't know, you can catch up with the Worst Guys at @_worstguys on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook. We're just the Worst Guys. Also, if you want to holler at us on Twitter, you can talk to us right now at cliffcentral.com or on our handles. And also, if you want to call us, 0861-555-189. Yeah, maybe speak to the band if you're a groupie. Have you guys had any, like, crazy groupie experiences? Something of the like?
Here come the lies from CJ. Okay.
Have you had a groupie experience?
I'm not even trying to say anything. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You have to keep it low-key. You don't want to be exposing yourself. Eh? So nothing crazy. Not yet. No. I think maybe when the money comes. Because that's what they want. Money speaks, money talks.
True.
Yeah. All right,
we're
cool.
Not trying to turn into blessers.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool. You are blessers by virtue of your music.
That's true.
That is true. Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is we are going to serve you guys a slice of heaven. We've got Styx over here. He's holding his green guitar and his flat peak cap. He's going to play some tunes for us, which are going to be pretty, pretty mad dope. I don't know. It's all up to you. I don't know what you guys want to do. Maybe you guys start us off with a song, one of your own. You can just do something a cappella. Yeah. And then afterwards, we'll hop on as the Worst Guys.
Mash up, man.
Yeah. Do something dope. So, you guys can take it away.
There we go. Here's the guitar.
No,
I can't believe you let me down. But the proof's in the way it hurts. Oh, darling. Crying every tear, every tear. I wish this will be over now, but I know that I still need you here.
Here we go.
You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. And when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one.
You've been so unavailable, and sadly I know why.
I know why.
Though your heart's been unattainable,
even though
Lord knows you kept mine. Yeah, yeah.
You say I'm crazy.
I'm crazy.
'Cause you don't think I know what you've done.
You've done.
And when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. I am just not enough.
Oh, darling,
you made me realize my deepest fear. Oh, by lying and tearing us open. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what
you've done,
and when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one, I know I'm not the only one, and I know, 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 no.
Yeah, we're gonna have some bars. We're gonna have some bars coming through from my main homie Rehab.
I'm not the only one, I'm not the only one, but I'm the chosen one, sent from G-O-D. Yes, it's me, R-E-H-A-B, as I proceed to spit on the mic. I might just cause a hype, get the whole crowd swaying from left to right, 'cause I do it right in the nighttime, 'cause the nighttime will show you who the true friends are. Oh yes, they be trying to get in your fast car, but they wasn't with you in the beginning, and you was chasing other women, trying to get the adrenaline pump. Yeah, trying to get the thrust and the hump. Yeah, the bump and the grind. Every time I step up in the club, I'm so sublime, but I don't even drink. I'm not even chilling at the club like Cocoon. Oh my gosh, when I enter the room, I come with the Looney Tunes. Hey, I'm not even talking about the things I'm talking about. Skinny green, skinny green, I'm a mean, lean machine. The way I've been traveling, like the traveling man. I understand that I got a bigger plan. Let me pass it over to my homie, man.
Yo, every day we playing the same game. I mean, it seems like we're going insane, but it's a simple story. Your life is boring, we're just out here chasing our dreams, living the way we wanna live. I mean, you out there sitting on the couch watching Empire while we out building one. Yeah, we don't give a fuck about what you say. We out here today playing on the worst Wednesday. It's okay, we do it our own way. One more time, I'ma bring simple stories too. Yeah, they doing what we do. You should see it at Carnival City.
City.
It's on the fucking 6th of May. I better see you did it, 'cause that's my payday.
You say I'm crazy.
I'm crazy.
'Cause you don't think I know what you've done.
You've done.
And when you call me baby,
I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. And I know, 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 no.
I know I'm not the only one. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Man, oh man. Wow, guys. Like, that's the only thing I can actually say, man.
Beautiful.
That was real music.
Beautiful.
That is how we went dead off the cuff. I felt something, you know. Then that's when you know you're doing it right.
Sixth of May, baby. Yeah.
Sixth of May. Yeah, yeah. If that isn't enough for you, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you want from us. Actually, yeah. What more do you want us to do? Tell me, because whatever it is, we'll fucking do it.
Yeah. Put some respect on it.
Put some respect
on
it.
Y'all done. Y'all finished.
Tim Westwood needs to holler in this studio. See what real shit is about.
Yeah.
No, guys. I believe that was real dope, man. And I'm so glad to be part of a show with homies like you that we've known for a long time, and we're good as well. That's always a benefit.
Man. Quality.
That's always a benefit. Yeah, man. So come to our show, Carnival City, on the 6th of May. How many times do I have to tell you? Get your tickets at CompuTicket, that same place you went to get your Kevin Hart tickets.
Yeah.
A nigga that wasn't born here, raised here, doesn't know our lives in this country. Support local talent. We are doing something, and we're doing something major. And if you don't do it now, it's going to happen eventually. So might as well say you were there from the beginning, right?
Yeah, true, true.
Might as well say you were there from the beginning.
There's also a bus shuttle going to Carnival City and back to Monte Cassino, which will be the park and ride pickup spot. So if you want to get in contact with me to book yourself a spot on the bus, please do get in touch with me, rea.sesele@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's our show for Carnival City. I mean, I'm excited. That's all I can say. Let's talk to the people about what we have lined up for us as a unit going forward towards Carnival City. Hashtag Road to Carnival City. We've got first and foremost our show at Giles Restaurant tomorrow, which takes place from 7:30. We've got a mad lineup for you, from Beach to Riabeso Sisele, who's hosting, Glenn Beadham and Pam, Gavin Kelly and myself. And as we always say, if you don't know anything about South African comedy, come and find out at Giles, because
plus
that lineup
be a little some special.
Obviously, we bring Simple Stories with us for
sure.
We'll do something nice and neat. It's a very intimate room, but we'll have something, some acapella, right?
Yeah.
What are your guys' favorite tracks like to sing?
Put me on speakerphone, I know you're not alone. Enough is enough, I only call when I'm drunk. Got my heart on my sleeve again, I've played your silly game. Enough is enough, I only call when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Whoa! Hey. Shit, that was just a young... Hey, can I get a...
Flex.
That sounded like views from Clip Central.
And so we got the plug. We're the plug, though. Yeah. On the plug, what you need, though.
Put some respect on that.
Put some respect. Yeah, so we're going to be at Giles Restaurant tomorrow, 7:30, man. Other than the comedy, there's music as well. Like, we're about to change the game. Let's be honest.
People don't understand. When they say they see the vision that we have, you don't really
it's not even.
See.
Yeah. So
we're
tell
about
me,
to blow you away.
What's your goal? What do you see yourself doing within the next year? Let's say. Let's keep it short, because obviously the dream can go to 40 years from now. But what's your plan for? What do you want for next year? What is that thing that you'd say? Okay, now we're on the right path.
Within a year, definitely blowing up on national radio. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Which channel would you say is ideal? Something like 5FM, you say, 5FM, like, okay, mainstream radio media. Okay, cool, dope.
So that's within a year. If we can achieve that, I'll be happy, man.
Really. Is there a certain number? You obviously want to go for number one, but like top 10. Would you be like, holy shit, if they play your track at the cricket when somebody hits a six or something? That's
you
one
pick
of my
and pay, pick and pay, man. While people are shopping.
And you saw me in there and you see somebody vibing to it.
Yeah.
That's also for me in terms of music. My biggest thing, I don't know why, maybe it's also because I'm a fan of cricket, but when somebody hits a boundary and they play, you know, a hot song that's out. If they play one of my tracks and we just hit a four or something, I'll be like, all right, cool. I'll be chilling in the box though.
I just want to see some guy with headphones on just losing his shit, just rapping my lyrics, and then I'll be like, yeah.
Are you gonna read his lips?
You got a catchy boy. Got him.
I feel you. No, man. I'm very excited for the future. I'm very excited for today. It's just happiness, man. Yeah. So much love, and that's what it's all about, I guess. We're trying to change the world.
Yeah,
I think as artists,
keep pushing.
As artists, a lot of the time we get taken for granted because there are so many of us. Yeah. I won't lie, there is an insane amount of artists, but you can't deny talent. Talent is undeniable. Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
I mean, the people forgot so easily about a group called DC. That was like back in 2007.
DC, that's my crew. That's a more high school DC's back in the your crew. You guys were a rap crew, right?
Yeah,
What was the deal behind DC? What does DC stand for?
Devious Chamas.
Devious Chamas.
High school band name.
Devious Chamas.
Hey, bro, with the Schwepper boy.
And the waves. I remember we had a wave, easy wave.
On a
dude. Yeah, but that was high school days.
Yeah, but I mean, we've come a long way, I think. We have
actually
come a long way.
Come to think of it, like, the people in this room and a couple of other individuals as well, we've, like, as the class of 2010, we were, like, the creative geniuses.
That walk-in. Our walk-in will live forever.
It was really just Mark and I, Riap. Let's be
honest. Okay, go jump a cliff, all right? Anyway, talking about something that's actually still ongoing at St. Andrews, myself and Tonolo, we started the Saints Fest, and that's actually a great platform for, you know, the dramatic arts and all of the artists that
so
are
so it's still going on at school.
It's still going on.
That's
actually,
so leaving a legacy.
Yeah, so now check yourself. Put some respect on my
All right, dope. So you said in 1 year you want to be blowing up on national radio. In terms of staying in South Africa, this is one thing I wanted to ask you guys, because this is something I've been struggling with. Do you think South Africa is appreciative of talent and artists that we do have? Because the talent is in abundance, I know this, but this is what we know on the streets. I'm not saying what is out there isn't dope. I'm just saying I know we have that next level. I won't lie, the guys are setting up the bar really nice. Music videos are getting better. Rap is getting better. Music in general in this country is getting
better.
People
are getting calls from Rock Nation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was fucking dope. I saw Nasty C got a call from Rock Nation, which is amazing shit. So, but you see, that's exactly what I wanted to lead into is
opening the channel, basically.
Staying in South Africa as artists, if you feel like you are unappreciated. The best example I like to use is Trevor Noah. Because Trevor Noah was here, he hosted our own version of The Daily Show. He had his own show where he had celebrities come and he interviewed them. And it bombed. Firstly, he said it was because there weren't enough celebrities in South Africa. And I don't think there's enough support for the arts in South Africa. People support the idea. They like your shit on Facebook, but people aren't out there buying tickets in the numbers, you know?
True.
So it's a lot of talk a lot of the time. So I'm talking for you guys as a band. Are you? Because I love this country and I want us to break the glass ceiling in terms of entertainment. There's something that we just haven't hit yet. We haven't struck. And I think we could do that. It's just, if that doesn't happen, are you guys willing to go out and be American artists or the like? What do you see happening in terms of South Africa receiving you and appreciating the value of your music? How you think your music should be valued?
Quickly,
10 seconds.
In the long
run,
definitely we want to be overseas because that's where people appreciate talent and music like
we
do. That's as simple as it can get.
And that's where the money is.
But hopefully we could be the team that breaks that seal.
Let's do that. That's what we agree on. Thank you so much for hanging with us, Simple Stories. It's been so dope. I hope you guys enjoy the show. It's definitely one of my favorites. Ria, my boy, always a pleasure, always a treat hanging out with you.
Hold on, catch us on Instagram and Facebook.
We are. We really don't have time, but thank you, dog.
Cliffcentral.com.